Brian Hausswehr speaking with Doug Kramer. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield. Doug, how are we looking right now? I knew earlier you guys had tweeted there was a chance of some severe weather across southwest Missouri. Sounds like that's diminished a bit.
Well, we did have some thunderstorms that moved in from Oklahoma, and there was a little bit of a risk for some severe thunderstorms with that. That line of convection has now moved just to the east of Springfield. Still raining here in Springfield. And we have not had any severity to those storms, just some cloud of ground lightning, a little bit of heavy rain that was very brief. And those will continue to move into south central and southeast Missouri throughout the afternoon hours. However, we do have still a slight risk for some severe thunderstorms in southeast Kansas, and then areas along the Interstate 49 corridor from about Nevada down to Joplin. Now, that is actually associated with future development later on tonight and potentially into tomorrow morning as our frontal system begins to move into the area. So we do think that even though we've already had one round of thunderstorms, an additional round of thunderstorms will be possible later tonight, and the slight risk for severe thunderstorms will continue this evening and tonight for any activity that develops over Kansas and Oklahoma and moves into the area.
So just to recap this, there's a slight chance of severe weather tonight into tomorrow, and it would be the Nevada, Joplin area. Am I correct on that?
That is correct. Yeah, there are areas from far southwest Missouri back into Kansas and central Oklahoma will experience the greatest risk for severe thunderstorms later on this evening and tonight.
Do you have a time frame for those, ballpark?
Yeah, it'd be pretty much... So for the Interstate 49 corridor, we're looking anytime after about 9 o'clock this evening, and then throughout the overnight hours, there'll be a risk for some severe thunderstorms.
Okay, perfect. That makes perfect sense. Anything you would like to add? By the way, anything tornadic possible, or are we looking primarily at the hail and the high winds?
This is going to be more of an environment that's going to be conducive for some large hail, maybe up to the size of quarters. You know, Brian, the one thing that we do want to stress to anyone that's listening to your broadcast in southwest Missouri, you know, whenever we get these types of systems, if we can get some localized rainfall, there'll be a risk for, you know, some low water crossing flooding. So anybody traveling this evening may want to just kind of be a little bit cautious. There could be some low water crossing flooding out there in parts of southwest Missouri.
Well said. Is there anything you'd like to add, sir? Feel free.
I think that'll do it.